It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. For 10 minutes yesterday afternoon, stocks plunged far and fast on Wall Street, and no one knew why. In fact, no one is yet sure why. Fears about Europe's debt crisis seem to have played a part. At its worst, the market was down almost 1,000 points. Some stocks lost virtually 100% of their value and were changing hands for just a penny. The market improved by the end of the day, but still closed down 3.2%, making it a merely terrible day. But as Wall Street opened this morning, stocks edged up and stabilized. NPR economics correspondent John Itzde joined us to discuss what happened. Good morning, John.
Hi, Renee.
Let's begin, obviously, with that plunge. Was it human error, computer glitches, panic by investors? All three of these things are being discussed.
Well, Renee, we still don't know for sure. The early report suggested it might have been triggered by what's called a fat-fingered trade, a trader just hitting the wrong key on a keyboard. Initially, reports suggested a Citigroup trader was involved. Citigroup says there's no evidence of that. But there's still some suggestion that such a trade on stock market index futures took place on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, one of its platforms. But the exchange says the market was operating properly. I think the focus now is on high-frequency trading, high-speed computer program trading that's responsible for about two-thirds of the volume on U.S. stock markets these days. There's some evidence that glitches in the programs created enormous, or erroneous rather, trades that then sparked lots of automated sell programs, which caused the market to collapse and at one point lose $1 trillion in value at the bottom yesterday.
It's been suggested that one stock might offer some clues, and that's Procter & Gamble. Tell us what happened to its shares during the fall.
Well, Procter & Gamble is, of course, a very stable consumer products company whose stock is also very stable. But around 2:40 p.m. yesterday, its price suddenly dropped by 37% from about $60 a share to under $40 a share. And there were other stocks like Accenture, the big consulting firm, whose stock went from $40 a share to a value of one penny during that same period.
Right.
Now, even in a very unsettled climate like the one surrounding the Greek debt crisis, those drops are crazy. So something else had to be going on.
Does this suggest that we're going to get some restrictions on computerized trading?
Well, it's certainly going to get a close look. In a statement, Senator Edward Kaufman of Delaware said, quote, "The potential for giant high-speed computers to generate false trades and create market chaos reared its head again." And he said the trading programs aren't even fully understood by the traders and aren't transparent to the regulators either. So he called for congressional investigations.
So this historic drop, I mean, some could say we might think it's merely an anomaly, but is it also maybe saying something ominous about the direction of the U.S. economy now that there's all that economic turmoil in Greece, for starters?
Well, I think it's unlikely this event would have happened if there hadn't already been stress on the market caused by concern about the Greek debt problem spreading to other countries in Europe. Ultimately, there's worry it could slow the European economy sharply and even push it back into recession. That, in turn, raises questions about the resilience of the U.S. recovery, which certainly would suffer if a major trading partner like Europe went into the tank again. So we'll see how it plays out over the next weeks and months.
NPR's economic correspondent John Itzde, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.